Teddy McCullen. Teddy is not here tonight, but has sent a representative, Della McCullough, to read a statement. And our format rules are only the candidate can answer questions. So Della is here simply to read the statement, and all the questions will be directed to Della.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First, I want to take the time to thank you all for attending the forum this evening. Also, I want to take the time to thank the League of Women Voters for sponsoring the event and allowing me to submit this statement. My name is Teddy McCullough, and I am running for Director 3 on the Lopez Island School Board. I am a college student in my junior year at American University in Washington, D.C., studying political science. Many people ask me, why are you running for school board? My answer is this. I believe that our school must better prepare students for success post-graduation. Whether it be preparation for college or for the workforce, we have to make sure that the graduates of Lopez Island schools have the tools they need to thrive after they leave our high school. I am not the stereotypical candidate for this position. I will bring an element of youth to the school board, and with it, a set of qualities that I believe can truly improve the state of our schools. The most important quality I can provide is a different perspective than the other members. I've graduated from the school system. I know firsthand what is working and what needs to change to make this school the best that it can be. I plan to use this knowledge and perspective, as well as the enthusiasm and diligence I bring to all of my responsibilities, to improve our schools. Many people have asked me how I plan to serve on the board all the way from Washington, D.C. We are at an advantage in this day and age to have access to social media and new technologies. For the last several board meetings, I have been attending via Skype and have been listening to the conversations and the discussions that were being had. Additionally, I have many breaks in my academic schedule that will allow me to be on Lopez for at least 6 months out of the year, where I will be able to interact with the community. If you have any other questions, please see Della McCullough for my contact information, or you can attend my Meet the Candidate event on October 19th at 2 p.m. at the Lopez Islander Resort in the Bayshore Room to discuss any questions you have in person. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to hearing from you.
My name is Del Gunther, and I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I think it's great that people get really informed so they can make a good vote. I had a career of 32 years in education as a teacher, coach, and athletic director. Most of my experience has been in Washington State, but I also taught for a while at a private school and in the public school systems in Australia and Peru. I've been, for the past 11 years, a member of the OSPI Science Assessment Leadership Team. I'm involved that way. 4 years ago, I decided it was time to quit teaching, that I wasn't giving the kids their best. And so I quit teaching, and I work for State Parks now at Spencer Spitt. But I still have a passion for education. I volunteered in school, and when there was an opening in the school board, I applied and was appointed about 8 months ago. So I'm kind of a newbie on the board. I've been learning a lot over the last 16 months. And I, especially I've been trying to learn about budget, how the money works at the school. And so I put myself on the budget committee this last year, so I could mostly to listen and see what's going on. And, you know, I found out some things. I found out that over 70% of the money comes from state and federal funds. And most of that money has strings attached to it that we can't really do anything about. This money is for transportation. It can only be used for buses and fuel. This money comes from the state only to pay teachers. We can't use that for anything else. And so a big portion of our budget, the money that's given to us federally and state, is you know, tied up. There's not a whole lot we can do with it. The maintenance and operation budget the day-to-day running of the school, that is the part that we do have flexibility and we have. There are some things. Certainly, that things could be done in a more efficient manner. We'll be looking into that in the next year. I'm sure the board will, whether I'm there or not. And we'll see if there's ways that we can be more efficient and get actually more money to the kids. As a teacher and as a board member, my first priority has always been do what's best for the kids. And that's what we always have to do. It shouldn't be political. It should be what is going to be the best for the kids of Lopez, as Teddy said, preparing them to go out into the future. Because that's the job of the school, is preparing the kids, for life beyond Lopez High School. Thank you for coming out.
So I'm going to take your advice and ask a follow-up question to you, Del. And I want, based on your experience, your past experience, which is extensive in school systems, what is your understanding of what any family or student can expect from the administration and the school board about confidentiality, about any issues they face with the school or any differences they have? What does your experience understanding tell you about what we as individual families and people can expect about confidentiality? It's particularly important in a small school district.
Right, Carol, especially in a small school district. But there is confidentiality. Often the superintendent informs the board about issues that come up, be it bullying or things like that, and we're giving the gist without giving names, and there's always a confidence. There has to be a confidentiality there. I mean, parents won't go and talk to the teacher or principal or superintendent if they don't feel that there's a confidentiality there. So there are many, many things like that that have to be kept confidential. Maybe, I don't know if that, were you referring to the thing where all this bad stuff isn't getting out?
And, yeah. Right.
And it's a matter of
law. It's a matter of law.
And law, sure.
Was there another question?
Hi, I wondered if the board had made some plans. Board policy at least 1220 says a board member must be in regular attendance. Is there some plans to modify that policy? If Mr. McCullough were to win?
I guess, Richard, that depends on how attendance is defined. If it's defined by Skype or physically being present. But no, the board hasn't discussed that. That would have to be something that after the election, if Teddy's elected, the board would have to decide.
So would there be tracking cameras following people in the audience or talking? Do you follow the conversation? Or there be...
The board would have to make that decision after the election.
Another question?
It's just a statement. I don't need a mic. It's just a statement. A past board member, I take care of the telephone technology at the school. A past board member for years called out a speakerphone. And that was considered attendance. Is that regular? A person called in 6 to 7 months in a year because I set the speaker phone up for the calls.
Any other questions? Okay. Oh,
over here. I'm Karen Gilbert, and I have a question. I've had a question for each of the candidates and for the future candidates who are going to be up as well. And that is, I'd like to know if you... if the current administration of the school have your full support, and I'd like to know that if both candidates could answer that.
Well,
okay.
As far as support of the principal and superintendent, yes, we support the superintendent and principal. We agree with them on everything. All the philosophies and everything they do, not 100%. And there have been times when Bill Evans has been directed by the board to, we need to go back and look at this a little more closely, and maybe we'll make a decision next month. There have been times when we weren't sure about exactly the decisions, particularly the superintendent, because that's the person we work with closest, and we've asked him to give us more information before we confirm what they have to say. But as far as supporting the superintendent and principal, they're both people who work very, very hard, and yes, they have our support.
Thank you.